Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Not every relationship has a happy ending. People break up. It's just a part of life that everyone, at some point, has to learn to deal with. On September 2nd, 2015, a young woman was killed in a parking garage because another woman, one she didn't even know, could not get over her most recent breakup. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Brenda Delgado was a woman in love. A woman in the perfect relationship with a man she believed would take care of her for the rest of her life. At least, that's what she told everyone. Brenda, while studying to be a dental hygienist, regaled her classmates with the romantic details of her relationship with Dallas dermatologist Ricardo Peniagua. When the rest of the class stood up and talked about themselves and family as a first day icebreaker, Brenda stood up and talked about nothing but Ricky. It was no secret that the 36-year-old, who told everyone that she would be financially set once the pair got married, was obsessed. And in January of 2014, Brenda came into class wearing a beautiful ring and telling everyone that would listen that she and Ricky were finally engaged. A few weeks later, that smile was traded in for sobs when she came back to class crying that Ricky's mother had told her to stay away from him. Things only got worse when she found out that Ricky was taking another woman to San Francisco to meet his parents, something he never did with her. Now, if you ask Ricky about the relationship, he doesn't seem to share all of the same details that Brenda liked to brag to her classmates about. According to him, the pair dated from fall of 2012 to summer of 2014, and again in November of 2014 to February of 2015. Hardly the solid relationship that Brenda claimed. He also said that their split was completely amicable, and the pair remained on friendly terms as he met a woman named Kendra Hatcher, a beloved pediatric dentist from Illinois, on an online dating site and began falling fast. Unbeknownst to Ricky and his new girlfriend, Brenda was still harboring some pretty intense feelings for Ricky. And, triggered by the upcoming trip to San Francisco, she not only began tracking his every move with the GPS in his phone and reading his emails, but started asking around for help, making sure that Ricky and Kendra never made that trip or any others. As the new couple, who had been dating pretty seriously for about 6 months, began making plans for an upcoming vacation to Mexico, Brenda found 27-year-old Crystal Cortez and 35-year-old Christopher Love. On September 2, 2015, Kendra Hatcher was shot in the back of her head inside the parking garage of her Dallas, Texas high-rise apartment complex. Despite their best plans, a surveillance tape showing the murder led to Crystal and Christopher's arrest within a matter of weeks. But Brenda, who police quickly learned was the mastermind in the murder, was nowhere to be found. It took some digging, but police soon realized that she had crossed the border and was hiding out in Mexico, where she was still a citizen. She became the ninth woman to appear on the FBI's most wanted list. It would take until April 8, 2016, for personnel in Mexico to finally track her down and arrest her. They agreed to extradite her back to the U.S. in October of 2016, under the condition that the death penalty be taken off the table. With Brenda's arrest came a clearer version of what happened to Kendra Hatcher. According to the testimony, Brenda Delgado paid Crystal Cortez, whom she had only known 2 weeks before recruiting her, $500 to drive the getaway car, and paid Christopher Love, whom Crystal recruited, in a mixture of money and drugs to pull the trigger and make it look like a robbery gone wrong. Her obsession with the man she loved was far too much and spent the days before the shooting driving around with Crystal plotting different ways to end Kendra's life. The plan all came crashing down when the police released images from the surveillance tape. Brenda had borrowed a Jeep from someone she knew. The Jeep was seen on the footage, and when released to the public, the owner recognized his car and called police. When brought to trial, Crystal Cortez retold that entire story to the jury, as Brenda's lawyers argued that her trip to Mexico did not prove her guilt, but that she feared she could not afford a lawyer to fight her innocence. The jury was also presented with a video of Brenda's interrogation, in which she convinced detectives that she had an alibi for the night of the murder. But when two witnesses came forward, explaining that Brenda had tried to recruit them before settling on Crystal and Christopher, the jury only needed about 20 minutes to convict Brenda Delgado of capital murder on June 7, 2019, and sentence her to life imprisonment without parole in accordance to the agreement with Mexico. On the stand, Kendra's mother had this to say to Brenda: "You could have never measured up to the woman that my daughter, Kendra Hatcher, was." And in her impact statement, said, "You, Brenda Delgado, have earned your spot here on this earth behind cold steel bars for the rest of your miserable, pathetic life. And if justice could have handed you a death sentence, make no mistake, I would have been there front and center." Crystal Cortez was sentenced to 35 years after pleading guilty in October of 2017, and Christopher Love was sentenced to death. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on September 3rd. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there is always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.